Talking with Charles Ramsey, he's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad gave away.
Always vote.
Hey, welcome to All Range Mode Live. This is episode 32. Good to have you. My name's Joe. To my right, I have Chad.
Hello!
To Chad's right, we have Dan.
What's that?
And this brings us back to me. Hello again. Welcome to the show. This is All Range Mode Live, where we do unedited conversation and try and expand our social circle a little bit. And you guys listen and...
Tell
your friends and send us some thoughts on the conversation that we're having, and the conversation will continue and grow, and you can be a part of the show.
How neat is that?
So the ways that you can reach us are Facebook, All Range Mode Podcast, search it. You can email us at podcast@allrangemode.ca, or you can text any one of us. So we're pretty much going to just go with the flow with the show now. No more, we have to talk about movies, we have to talk about games, we need time for this, who's saying that? We just kind of go with it. Have a good time, have as much fun as possible in the 1 hour show that we have, and if we can't get everything out, then maybe it'll build up some anticipation for next week.
But probably not.
Oh.
It might be dead.
Let's see.
If it's newsworthy, though.
Yeah, if it's newsworthy, we're gonna bring it up. I mean, I'm not saying we can't talk about games or we can't talk about movies, but... We're pretty much talking about just fun stuff. So, I saw Cabin in the Woods this week. Have you guys seen Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
I know.
Doug talked about it on a previous show. He said he was pretty fond of it.
I liked it a lot.
I'm confused, because normally I'm the type of guy to go crazy about gore, and I thought this movie was stupid as shit.
I hated it.
Really?
I thought it was really bad.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I wasn't into... I don't know. I mean, it was clearly like satirical, and it was bad because they wanted it to be bad, essentially.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't buy into it at any point. I mean, I guess the one dude is really scary. Whew. The one guy, they picked zombies or whatever in that movie. I don't even want to talk about it that much, but some of the villains were really cool. And the last act was pretty neat.
It's different. That's the only thing that I could say. Any redeeming quality was it was different than anything I've seen.
I liked when they picked up on the fact that they were being played, kind of thing. Like the stoner guy who's always the stoner, and it was like they changed my weed or something like that.
Yeah,
they changed it around and it didn't actually like affect me. Yeah.
I feel like it was Joss Whedon and Goddard. So, I forget the director's name, but I feel like it was their. You know, stab at Evil Dead.
I felt like that too.
And then, you know, a year after that movie was... Well, actually, the movie was filmed quite a while ago, and it suffered from that MGM crisis thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and because Joss Whedon and Hemsworth... Chris Hemsworth were both in it, and they were building up a lot of hype from Avengers, so they released it super close to Avengers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was filmed a long time ago, before anybody knew there was even a possibility of an Evil Dead movie.
Yeah.
And Evil Dead did so much better.
Oh my god,
it's,
yeah.
You know what? It's almost bad for Cabin in the Woods that I saw Evil Dead first. The remake. I saw Evil Dead the remake first, and that left me like... maybe I would have appreciated those little nods. You know, the whole cabin thing and just the...
Evil Dead just did it better.
Well, the original Evil Deads were campier.
Yeah.
So the whole campiness of the characters...
Yeah.
You know, might have been a little bit more... relatable, I guess. I don't know, but I just
meaning behind campy. What is that?
Campy is tongue in cheek. We know how ridiculous this is, and we're aware of it.
Okay,
we're not taking ourselves seriously, that kind of thing. And that's what that movie pretty much. That was the concept of the movie, was mm-hmm. not take it seriously. I was kind of scared at the end when they were in the cube.
Yeah,
and they were seeing all the different monsters that they could have been their demise.
Yeah,
some of those are pretty freaky. I was worried about. having nightmares, to be honest.
Not me.
Well, not me. Well, okay. Well, I'm
the
last honest, but...
Evil Dead made me a little creeped out when I came home. I was just like, I haven't turned the light on, I think, when I walked through this room.
What's the last movie that... What's the last... Well, okay, so you're saying Evil Dead. The
last movie to scare me was Evil Dead.
Okay. I can't remember being as frightened as I was when I saw Signs.
I never thought it was scary at all.
Yeah, because we had gone camping like the weekend after or something like that, and we got kicked out for drinking. Were you there?
No.
We got kicked out for drinking. We were all underage.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to drive home, and it was pretty much through cornfields that we were driving home. So I was a little bit freaked out, and I was younger. But since then, I don't know. But I've stayed away from horror movies, so...
Blair Witch scared the shit out of me when it first came out.
Really?
Because I didn't know that was fake.
Neither did I.
I remember we went to go see it at the theater.
It was the first movie to say, this is found footage.
Yeah.
And everybody says that shit now, but it was the first
one. We snuck into it and was just like, that shit exists in the world.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, a couple days later, Mike and I were watching Conan O'Brien, and one of the actors was on.
And you're just like,
I was like, yes! The relief. <Nice. clears throat> But yeah, the last movie I was probably creeped out from was Paranormal Activity at your house.
Oh, I didn't even see those.
Jib Nights.
Yeah, Jib Night, Paranormal
the
Activity.
The old Jib Night.
I remember screaming, like,
sitting there. They are actually kind of creepy. Like,
they are. They're really scary.
They keep you on your tip of your toes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because, like, it's just really slow movement. Like that, just that, I don't know, security cam kind of footage.
Yeah.
Where they just film. I was like, wait, what's going to happen?
Those movies nail the, well, as far as I know from people who are telling me, like, they really nail the suspense of, you're just, the thought of something. Like, the scariest thing is what you make up in your head.
Yeah, like, what's going to happen? Like, you're just watching, like, I don't want to look away, but...
They leave that anticipation, and you think of the scariest thing possible. Something that they could never do for you, because they don't know they don't know the audience. Like, they don't know every single audience member, but they just make these subtle things, and you start thinking about the shit that creeps you out the most.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the Clap trailer. Remember that movie, the movie trailer when we saw Evil Dead?
Yeah.
With that clapping, god, that freaked the hell out of me, man.
What was that?
It's not even out yet.
I don't even know
There's
what
a movie
it's
coming out. It's called The Clap. It's, not actually called it's about clap. This ghost that claps in people's faces.
You just hear this clapping.
It's really weird.
It's just weird.
So I've brought up a topic. You guys got anything to share?
Trying to think of what I've seen. I watched Fast Five last night. I actually enjoyed it, which is shocking.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to like Fast Five.
It's not shocking.
You were talking about
it's
that
It's awesome.
Last week, right?
It is awesome.
You know what? I did watch Fast... sorry. It's called The Fast and Furious. The fourth one.
Yeah.
Not nearly as good as Five. So there's this whole... like
what the hell? There's been two other ones?
Yeah.
And there's a sixth?
Well,
sixth looks awesome. The trailer looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Four, five, and six are meant to be this new trilogy. And so I thought, like, the three new ones were going to be amazing after seeing Fast 5 and the trailer for the new one. But the Fast and Furious, which is the fourth movie, is...
Poop?
Is bad. Yeah.
Is that the one where they're driving through, like, these tunnels in, like, the desert?
I didn't finish the movie.
Yeah, bad.
I couldn't. That's so how Fast good 5 Fast 5 was.
Wow.
Like, I liked Fast 5 enough that I'm super excited to go into the sixth one. But I still left the fourth one. I mean, it's not worth my time, but Fast 5 definitely is.
Fast 5 was good. And I watched...
Remember when I was trying to tell you guys about Fast 5?
Yeah,
you fucking
but
made funny.
But after seeing Fast 2 and Tokyo Drift and...
Well, have I not earned... Have I not earned that kind of credibility?
It's tough with Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Like, you have the credibility, but when you say, dude... Fast and the Furious, it carries
so it's not
along with
so
it.
You're not all the way there with me where I could recommend something and you take 100% like of my advice.
No, of course not. Everybody's their own person.
Deer Hunter sucked.
You know what? I'm totally with you on that. Like, there, I wouldn't do that to you these days. I've grown like through you and like your you know, your
input.
Yeah, sure. Your damn it. Either way, yeah.
Like
your input, your taste, yeah, like me sort of watching things through your eyes and Dan's too, you know, and everybody that I'm have in my life. I start to get their perspective and their point of view and yeah, man, like why not just move forward? Those movies are not for us. They're not even
Oh yeah, definitely.
They were made
I think we said that on the first episode of the podcast. Yeah,
they were made for a world that was over well before we were born.
Yeah.
And don't quote me on that. Because I don't even know what year those moves are made.
Who knows?
I don't even know what I just said.
Well before we were conscious.
Yeah, true.
So I watched that, enjoyed it quite a bit. It was surprising shit out of me, to be honest with you.
It's fucking awesome.
It is really good. There's some action sequences where you just... How the fuck did they even think of that, let alone pull it off?
Did you not feel like what it feels like to jump off a cliff?
At the first one?
Yes, at the beginning part, like, man. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then in that part.
I'm not even going to try to tell
Silver Linings Playbook, or Silver Linings Playbook, whatever. It's also surprisingly very good.
Jennifer Lawrence is a fox.
She's super hot. You're fucked if you don't think that girl's
baby
hot.
Babyface, fat round.
She's not fat in that movie. And she's like, you know why I like her? Because she seems to me like a girl you could actually see on the street. Like a hot one in real life.
Babyface fat round.
Babyface fat round. Okay.
Babyface fat round.
Who do you like? You don't even talk about girls.
I love Mandy.
Mandy would make the best actress ever.
Alright, so we'll move on.
Pelicans.
Pelicans.
Do you guys want to try to...
Pelicans.
I don't know. Okay. Do you want to try and explain some inside jokes?
Yep.
Okay, I've got one. It's hard to do without Doug here, because he really loves these things. I can't... Okay, so why don't you guys...
I don't think we're drunk enough to do this yet.
What?
I swear to God.
Okay.
We gotta get there?
Yeah.
All right.
First break.
5-minute intermission. Pound of beer. We'll be back.
Because then we can laugh more.
You want to laugh? I got to write.
I get it.
We can almost do one right there.
Okay, let's... we're going to take...
Booms is ruining my throat for this.
We're going to take a quick break. See you later. Hey, welcome back. Again, it's the All Range Mode Live podcast. Joe.
Chad.
Dan, I thought we were actually taking a break.
No, there's no actual break.
Well, we're going to take a break to drink the booze. Drink. You got to pound it. We got to get drunk.
That's why we were saying that. We're going to come back drunk.
You know what? I should just let it go. Okay.
Yes, Yoko.
We're going to take another break. We'll see you soon. Gotcha.
It ripped. Yeah, give it away. Yeah, give it away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have the clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. So I opened the door. We can't get in that way.
Season 2 is the last episode.
What did you watch?
All of season 2 of Game of Thrones.
Wait.
Yeah.
The last episode is the only good episode.
It's really slow.
Which one was the last episode?
White
Walkers are at the end. That's the only thing I remember.
No, you're talking about the second last episode.
No, the last.
No, the war was shit.
The war itself was poop.
You know what happens in the last episode? The best scene ever in Game of Thrones is between Kat and Jaime Lannister when she finally confronts him about Bran. And, like, she asks him, did you push him? He says yes. And she just breaks down. She's just like, why? You know, and he explains, man, Jaime Lannister is the best character in Game of Thrones.
Fuck yeah. Oh yeah.
He's fucking freaking ass right now, man. The guy, he's like, I can't spoil it for you. But keep going.
His hot tub confessions.
Oh,
fucking
hot tub
powerful.
Confessions, man. He's so misunderstood. Like nobody's perfect, and that's the thing about Game of Thrones is like they write characters.
Oh,
there's except Joffrey. He's pretty badass.
Robb Stark's wife.
She's fine too.
She's fine, and her whole story. I was into that where she's talking about her. Her brother dying.
She's the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Her brother had died, and then some guy came and saved her brother.
You know what? In season 3, they touch on a little bit. Robb starts hearing rumors about, like, you know, you lost this war when you met her because his head's not in the right place, things like that.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's a hard-fought battle, battle. You know what I want to do? And it's a shame, and I feel shitty because even thinking about reading a book, I get anxious. The anxiety builds before I've even picked up the book.
Have you seen the size of those fucking books?
But I really want to, and this is the worst thing, but I want to listen to the audiobooks for season 1 and 2 and hear the differences.
Dude, you listen to podcasts, might as well.
Yeah, I know, but I feel lame saying, oh, I want to listen to the audiobook.
Audible's huge.
Yeah, I know, but pretentious
the readers, book readers out there, and I'm doing air quotes. But book readers, man, they'll think little of me.
I like something being read to me. Like,
agreed.
In the words,
in the same way.
Of George Costanza, it's like, I can't read this. This book has my voice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like my voice.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Books on tape.
The only time I actually can read is when it's short and sweet factual information, like little news feeds or
I scroll down to the end of the article, like, that's too much.
Well, not even that. Like, for instance, I read a whole lot about concrete and what to use and what not to use and how to build and all this stuff for my ramp. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I need to know, then I'm fine reading a novel about it. But picking up a fiction fantasy novel, I mean, I can't do it, but I'll be happy to listen to the
1500 pages or something. You're just like,
yeah, because I hear very well that season one is very close in line with the first book. Season two, same thing. Second book. Season three, it's starting to spread out from the books.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell that the different stories the same way, because I guess the books are all narrative, or no, they're all personal. They're all like personal accounts. So every chapter is being narrated by a certain character, mm-hmm. of their account. Okay. So in the show, now that everything's so spread out, they can no longer tell the show that way.
Yeah.
For instance, like, season one is very much Ned Stark's season. Yeah. Season two is very much Tyrion Lannister's.
A little bit, yeah. Well, he's a big part of it.
Yeah. And now season three, it's like, it's more about, season three is more about the realm, you know? So it's like, there's a lot of storytelling that might be difficult to do, you know, on screen. So I guess they're mixing it up quite a bit. And I don't know. That's all I've heard, because I refuse to read the books ahead of what the show's got for me.
The dragon part, where they breathe fire and kill that guy, I was laughing.
Yeah.
I was just like, yes!
Yeah.
I hate Daenerys. She's the...
Well, remember that he hasn't seen season 3 yet.
She sucks.
She's a bad actress.
She sucks in season 3, too. She might show her titties. Think differently.
I disagree.
Show her titties in season 2. None.
I don't think you're going to see her breasts again.
Well, go watch season 1.
Yeah, she's strong enough now.
She's badass.
She will be.
She will be.
She will be.
No, every time they show her, I feel like it's so disconnected from the story. And it's I care to see what's going on this side of the ocean where the wall,
I'm
the
excited.
White Walkers,
I'm excited
Rob,
to see
Bran, everybody. And then all of a sudden,
now that he's like not a part of the
Night's
Watch anymore.
Well, yeah, it's
difficult.
Done. It's difficult to talk about it because it's difficult to talk about because we can't talk about season 3. I mean, we don't want to spoil it for
how many episodes?
No, I know. I'm just saying like
10.
Whenever it goes to Daenerys,
is 3 done?
No, 3's not
done.
Are
we recording?
First of all, you're standing up on the other side of the
room.
Stuff. That's why
I thought we had a break of booze right now.
We are breaking for booze.
I thought we were talking about Game of Thrones.
That's what we're supposed to be doing on the show. Once the microphone turns off, we start talking about
Game of Thrones. Yeah, I'm not taking you seriously because you're not even a part of the conversation. You're in another room.
I thought we were just hanging out.
We are just hanging out. That's the idea.
What?
Yeah.
I did. I invited a guy that I work with to the show today.
To my house?
Not gonna be able to get past that.
Well, yeah, to your house. I mean, I trust him. He's not a thief. He's actually pretty cool.
Who is he on?
Well, he's a listener. His name's Colton.
Colton Boros.
Oh, it was Colton.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys recognize his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I invited him on the show just because I think it's gonna be important to start to invite some of the community members onto the show. And to be honest, like, Colton's a decent guy, but we need to expand. So it's like, if we get one more person...
Some great questions.
Yeah, we get one more person on, and then now their friends start to listen, right? But he chickened out.
I was like, no, I don't want to do it.
Well, I guess, you know, it's funny. I asked him, he's like, oh, I don't know, I'm really kind of shy. I said, don't worry about it. It's not that, you know, it's an easygoing environment. And eventually I gave into he said, like, no, like, maybe if you ask me again, I'll do this, but... I can't commit to that right now.
Remember,
like,
how different
asking
we were
him,
first episode?
Yeah,
like how weird
yeah.
we were?
Yeah. The microphone
we
is...
We didn't take booze yet.
There's so much tension behind the microphone.
Honestly, that thing, it makes no difference whether it's in front of me or not anymore.
No, no.
None.
You have to earn that.
I guess.
So he finally says no, and I'm like, all right, fine. And then 2 seconds later, I'm like, do you feel relief or regret? And he's just like, both. I'm like, oh, I'll talk to you later.
He'll come. Just come. It's not a big deal. I'm talking to him right now. Just come.
Yeah, it would have been fun. I was gonna tell him that he was a who is he, and then we could explain all of our who is he stories.
Yeah, you don't stop being a who is he.
Yeah, you are a who is he still.
Who is he's a good inside joke.
Give me that, damn it. Okay, all right. We're gonna take a quick break.
After and, give me a damn
it. We're gonna take a big break.
Give me a damn
it. Through the door, only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, "It's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him and McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They gave it away.
All right, welcome back. This is the All Range Mode podcast live. All Range Mode live. I'm Joe.
Jay. Dan, like I was fucking 30 seconds ago.
My voice is gone.
So we can talk about the Star Wars EA agreement thing here.
Yes.
That'd be pretty neat.
Pretty excited about it.
That's probably the best
only news. Good news.
Yeah, it's the best news to come around in a long time.
Yeah, definitely since the Disney act. Well, you know what? They announced episode 7, 8, and 9, and two more movies in between those, but this is also good news.
When I read that, with like EA acquires LucasArts, or what? EA acquires the Star Wars license.
Yeah.
Or exclusive rights. It was just like, that's awesome. Wait.
That's step wait. One.
Yeah. It was just, oh wait. My God.
It's like a dream come true.
They're the best publishing company right now.
And you know what? It hurts me to hear every podcast talking about, oh, well, they should do, a Star Wars Battlefield or a new Knights of the Old Republic. When we've been talking about that, like, this is our we've been talking about it for so long, documented on the podcast. Like, in early episodes, we talked about how our dream game was a Star Wars Battlefield, and now DICE has exclusive rights to Star Wars games. Well, it's EA as a publisher, right? But it's only those three teams. So it's only BioWare, Visceral, and DICE. Every other game that is Star Wars is going to be... Yeah.
They have... Like, EA owns...
But it's... Yeah, EA...
Publishing rights to every... Like, a lot of companies.
Yeah, but only those three developers have rights... Have rights to Star Wars.
Really? Is that what
yes.
it is? They don't have, like... I thought it was EA as a publishing
company. No, it's not. It's not under the EA blanket. You know what? I could be wrong, but that's all I've heard is that our teams, BioWare, DICE, and Visceral are going to be making Star Wars games exclusively.
Pretty neat.
So that opens up a lot of possibilities. This is the best news. It's the best news. And the thing about BioWare is BioWare is very busy on certain projects. The only team at BioWare that's not doing something right now is Casey Hudson's team, which is very very
the Mass
exciting.
Effect team.
Which is the Mass Effect team. They're very exciting. Mass Effect 4 is being handled by a different team now.
Could you imagine?
I don't like that. I don't like the idea of Mass Effect 4 being handled by somebody else.
Well, Mass Effect Trilogy is over.
They did that with Knights of the Republic 2. They gave that to an Obsidian, and it sucked.
Imagine, well, it worked out well for Halo.
Imagine another Knights game.
I mean, Halo 4 was pretty...
343.
Oh, yeah. That was given the biggest budget in history.
Well, these games
could not fail.
They could.
Dan doesn't think there's going to be a Star Wars Battlefield game.
I just disagree. You know, I don't think it, because I don't want to think it, because I don't want to get my hopes up.
Well,
I don't want to expect something and then just feel let down, because nothing ever happens.
Holy shit. Like, just imagine being in the menu.
Well, I mean, shit. We're a year out from even knowing when these games are going to come out. Like, they just got the license, so they're very much in R&D, concept, that kind of stuff.
Well,
what's crazy is that LucasArts had two games in the pipeline, right? One was a Battlefield clone, and one was essentially a Dead Space clone. You know, that 1313 was like a Dead Space clone, but you can...
There's more Uncharted.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, I mean, let's say it was... Dead Space, but it's Boba Fett, like, running through, like, you bounty hunter missions, that kind of thing, or, like, what else has Visceral done?
I don't know, but I
think they're just Dead Space.
Yeah, they started with Dead Space.
They'll not make a Dead Space kind of...
A Dead Space Star Wars game?
They can't, because what makes Dead Space Dead Space is how gory and over-the-top and crazy it is. No Star Wars licensed anything will be like...
Hold on. A lot of Star Wars licensed materials. Yeah, definitely.
What's gory?
Well, there's books that are about, like, it's called Death Trooper. It's about, like, zombies in Star Wars, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's just...
There's a lot of games, a mature rated Star Wars.
Yeah, game. There's a lot of even Force Unleashed 2 and a couple of games before it had every time you struck somebody with a lightsaber, it would cut that.
They're a little darker, but
there's no blood, right? So they're safe because there's no blood. Like a lightsaber blast or, you know, a blaster will not make you bleed. And that is a huge thing that they have, because you can shoot somebody all you want, they're never going to bleed. And that's where the problem is with blood. I mean, that's why you've got...
I don't necessarily need blood. I don't care.
No, you don't. You don't at all.
I honestly don't think that a Battlefield Star Wars game would even be that good.
You're so wrong.
How many guns do you have? And I don't want to hear... like every time I'm shooting a gun, like I don't want to hear stupid Star Wars sounds.
Well, that's interesting.
If they had real
crossbow,
like in between, where it's like Star Wars but real, where the guns have feet, like you gotta feel like a badass with
them. They're gonna make guns, obviously. I'm sure there's a lot of guns, like heavy, like.
I don't want to be shooting laser beams at people. I want to be shooting.
You know what? You don't see. But here's the thing: in Battlefield, you don't see the bullets. You pull the trigger and then.
You pull the
trigger and then somebody goes, you know, they start to flail around if you're hitting them.
I just don't want to shoot red laser beams at people.
The thing that's really cool that makes this like kind of possible is what happened recently with like Ubisoft made Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
I bought it.
Which is basically just a reskinned Far Cry 3.
Is that good?
No.
It looked really good.
It looked good, but like the colors look kind of sad.
That's the thing. Scary. Like
it's retro.
The best thing that I liked about Far Cry was playing in the daytime and just seeing like the horizon, and it's beautiful. This everything's dark and neon, and it's just like it never changes, and it's just,
I read a reviewer, they said like it gets overbearing and a lot of
the stuff that I found kind of annoying with Far Cry, like the few things I did have an issue with, was there was like too many collectibles, just too much shit, and that's all this seems to be.
Yeah,
there's like 6 missions, so I'm refusing to even play missions until I collect everything.
Well, it's DLC,
and I'm like, it's not DLC.
It's standalone DLC.
It's an arcade game. You don't even need Far Cry to have it.
Yeah, I know, but it's a downloadable game.
But this is the point I'm getting at here, is when you said they just acquired the license to make Star Wars games, and they're at least a year out to even like announce something.
Yeah.
Battlefield 4 could come out, and much like they did with Bad Company 2 and released Vietnam, which was just like a reskinned version of Bad Company 2.
Oh my
2,
god, that'd be awesome. Like a Star Wars...
They could reskin an expansion pack, like a Star Wars expansion.
Battlefield 4.
I would rather have a complete thing. Like, think about the maps. Every Star Wars planet could have its own map. Like,
Battlefield's a huge franchise as well. They don't want to. I don't think they would put an entire installment of Star Wars into it.
Well, Call of Duty is every year, and Battlefield's every 2 years.
Yeah.
So it could be, you know, that they get their teams together and they have Battlefield, Star Wars Battlefield, Battlefield, Star Wars Battlefield, full games.
Be in tears.
My original thought behind a Star Wars Battlefield was sniping like somebody who is driving an AT-AT. You know what I mean? Like you're a rebel, and it's like, fuck. Like somebody's in the AT-AT, and you're like, shit, this is coming for me. Like we're backed into a corner, and you snipe the driver, and that thing is just standing there. It's just still on the map. You like, or you blow one of the legs.
C4 on it,
buying it.
Think about like flying around. Oh my god. Think about flying around in your ships.
Snowspeeders?
Like, yeah, snowspeeders, like on the Hoth level of Star Wars Battlefield.
Just being ATV.
Next generation, obviously. They're going to be so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, and I should say this. This has kind of sealed the deal for... Like, remember I was talking about, you know, what's got me excited for next generation? Not the release games, but the games that I don't even know are coming out yet. Well, now I know. Now, like, I've learned of one that's coming out. It'll probably be a Star Wars BioWare game. 2 years after launch of, you know, Xbox 720 or PS4. Like, these games won't be out for quite a while.
They're not.
I was telling my wife this. I'm like, you know what? These games aren't going to be for Wii U, and I'm going to have to buy something else. And she's just like, I know. I understand. Like, you're not going to want to play those on Wii U. And I'm just like, yeah, thank you. Thanks for being so great.
It's a while away.
Yeah, and I'll wait till like there's a, you know, Christmas 2014 or Christmas 2015.
You never know what the future has. In 2 years, you could be a lot more financially stable. Where $500-$600, you know what? If you can put you can put a little bit of money away every paycheck and be like $500 or $600. Like it's, you have breathing room.
Yeah, and it'll probably be out around Christmas. So I mean, you've got Christmas money and all that to consider as well.
Oh, I'm buying it on the first day.
Well, you buy it on the first day?
I'm scared of that.
So, I mean, that's left me very excited, and, you know, that was
that gave us the, you know, for any Star Wars fan, it gave us the breathing room that we were, like, gasping for. You know what I mean? Like, it was only bad news for quite a while. And now you start to see they're making, they've made a calculated, great decision that everybody has been, you know, behind for... This is unprecedented.
They've worked with the EA for a really long time.
They're going in a different direction. I can promise you guys this.
You think everything's going to be for kids?
Nope. I think everything's... They're going to make another, like, KOTOR again. Another style like that.
I really hope so.
I disagree.
Like you said, the only guy who's not doing anything is the guy who made Mass Effect or his team.
Actually, Casey Hudson...
They fucking Mass Effect Star Wars game.
Casey Hudson was head of KOTOR.
There you go.
And that's why
that's why
they gave him Mass Effect because KOTOR was.
And now, what do you think they're gonna do?
Well, the thing is, you've got the Old Republic. You know, still the Old Republic was coined to be.
Ain't nobody play that shit.
The Old Republic was coined to be KOTOR 3, KOTOR 4, 5, and 6. You know, it was set to be like, let's put a cap on Knights of the Republic. I would hate to see something in the Old Republic again. I like the grit because it's royal and it's the same feel as the prequels, like with big, fancy, nice clean armor and nice clean ships. I like the grittiness of the original trilogy.
Very gritty. You didn't even play it.
Okay, you're right.
Ain't nobody who came into Michigan.
But
that's right.
But I'm very much looking forward to the feel of the new Star Wars stuff because it's, you know, the galaxy's left in ruin, and now, like, at least you had the Empire fund, like, taking care of Republic systems. You know what I mean? And the Rebels were run down because they didn't have anything. Like, they had no money. But now the whole galaxy is like that. There's no leadership. There's no law. Like, what are we going to get into? That gets me really excited, and I like the grittiness of it. The cowboy and the bounty hunter aspect of Star Wars, and that's what I see moving forward. So I want more of that shit.
Do you think they're going to take a little bit more of a serious approach to it?
Well, if you look
at... A little more of a serious tone.
You're talking about the movies now?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think J.J. Abrams has more serious writing. I mean, George Lucas is not a serious guy. He's slapsticky and he's fun-loving, that kind of guy, but...
This will be the,
even the writer.
Kick in the ass that I need to fall in love with Star Wars. If they do what they've done with Star Trek, which obviously they're going to...
Well, it's at least going to be fun again. Like, you'll get character movies, not you know, the prequel trilogy is all plot. It's all what's the Republic doing? What are the Separatists doing? You know, like, who's leading this and who's pulling the strings? Mm-hmm. The original movies, it's all character. It's like, let me know more about this one single character, Luke. And then you meet the cowboy and the princess. Yeah, you meet those three characters and it's just like, let's get to know these guys for two more movies. So I think they're going to be smaller and more narrow, definitely, than the prequels. And it'll be what you want, I think. I don't think it's going to let you down.
Well, the way that I look at it is Abrams took something that I had no interest in whatsoever. Star Trek, to me, was beyond... Like, Trekkies, I've always looked at like, come on. You guys are nerds. Like, I'm a nerd, but you guys are fucking nerds. Like, that, I can't get into that.
Yeah.
And he took something like that and turned it into something so awesome. Like, the Star Trek movie is good. The sequel looks incredible. I'm so excited. At least Star Wars I'm pretty interested in, like, for the most part. I don't think it's been handled properly. It's too much for kids. But the whole world, like, how big it is and how expansive it is, he's got a lot more ground material to work with, and I think it's going to be pretty good. Like, I hope so, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And I like that... I really like that he was... that he said no first.
He did say no first?
Yeah.
And they asked him again, like, come on.
Pretty much. They said, you're the only person that can do it. And he's like... And after, like... I guess he said no, and then they scheduled another meeting and convinced him.
Probably with money.
Here's 5 bajillions.
Well, I like that he cared about it so much that... He didn't want to be responsible for, you know, maybe possibly ruining it. I mean, like, it's in terrible shape right now, but I don't want to be, you know, it's too much. And the fact that he's like, okay, I can
do this.
That's
such a burden.
Yeah.
I don't know. Imagine putting that on you, like, you're the only one that can make episode 7.
Yeah, something that's been as popular as it's been since the 70s.
And I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but I like, you know, I'm in typical Star Trek lore, Vulcan exists and it's fine and everything's great. I like that they gave it to somebody who thinks, I can blow up Vulcan, I can destroy the entire planet of Vulcan, and still make a great movie. Like, somebody who's going to take those risks and just and bring it into the right spot. Like, I like, or, you know, in the sequel, we haven't seen it yet, but we know that the Enterprise crashes on Earth. I like that it's in the hands of somebody who says, no, I'm going to make the Enterprise crash on Earth, and it's going to look fucking amazing. And it's going to help the story. And we'll figure it out, and we'll make it work. I like that it's in, you know, he's got fucking balls, man. Like, he's daring, and I like that he'll probably take those kinds of risks with Star Wars. So he'll do things that we don't expect, and some people might not like.
He blows up Coruscant.
Star Wars already had its blown up planet.
Coruscant.
They can't do too many Coruscant's cameos.
Dead. First scene.
Like, they can't have too many cameos or like throwbacks. Like, a few. There's gonna be some.
The first movie, I think, will be grounded with Luke, Han, and Leia. I've said it before. I want the first scene is Leia's death.
Well, look at her now.
She's that will push. That will push the story forward.
She's a walrus. Mark Hamill looks a child molester.
How did we end up talking about Star Wars again?
Because it's amazing.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're not going to talk about Star Wars.
Oh, anymore. Another sweet thing. EA owns Criterion. An IGN list that they put up, Criterion...
Are they going to make another burnout, like a good
They
one?
Want Criterion to make Episode 1 Racer.
Like, come on.
Another Pod Racer.
No way. We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Imagine another Pod Racer game. That was the best fucking game I've ever played.
It was good when it was good. Play it now.
It's still good. I still play it.
You don't.
I guess, yeah. It's
fucking iPhone you imagine? Games are better than that.
iPhone games are terrible.
Candy Crush is pretty sweet.
We're going to take a quick break.
It rip.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, give away. Yeah, give away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't buy the glue. Hit that girl up in that house. She said, please help me get it out. Yeah, give away.
The shit is so good.
You know what?
Did I piss on myself?
Do you guys want to touch on the racism issue a bit?
No.
What does that mean?
People might think we're racist.
No.
Because we make jokes.
We're not. No, we're not.
We're not. That's the idea. Like, we're not. And I think that should be...
I got black friends at school. A gay black one.
I don't even like black.
Gay black.
Gay black.
The double threat. Gay black's threat.
My good friend.
The double threat. Gay black.
There it is. Both out of the way.
Yeah. Gay Chad. And black.
Chad has one gay black friend, so we're not racist or sexist. We're all friends
with I have black family. Shelby's got black family.
She ain't got no black family.
She does.
Not no real one.
Shelby has a nephew named Raekwon, named after Raekwon from Wu-Tang.
No.
Named after Raekwon.
Yeah, he's really nice. He's a nice guy.
How old is this Raekwon?
I don't know. He's a preteen, I think, these days.
Raekwon.
Raekwon.
He'll be gay and black.
So I have a... I have a foolproof way to make somebody sound racist. Okay, Dan, do you want to be the test subject here?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Say, I like, and then name something that you like.
Like anything?
Anything that you
Video
like.
Video games.
Sure. I like video games.
Well, declare it. Make a declaration.
And I do love video games. I love video games.
Okay, so now replace the word I with black people and say it again.
Black people love video games.
That's racist. You're racist.
Why?
All right, welcome back to the All Range Mode Live. We're,
where we all know what the ladies like.
Having some Fuki beer-ays.
What is this? What do we all have? What do you have?
Moosehead Light Lime. This shit is the bomb!
Brought to you by...
Brought to you by...
Emery.
Do you guys have any other topics that you'd like to...
Topics.
I watched season 3 of Game of Thrones thus far.
How many?
Six episodes.
Six so far? Okay.
The best show on TV.
What?
Well...
Hands down.
Season 2 was not that good.
Season 2 is not that good, but you still watch it because it is good.
It is good. There's good acting.
You care to see what happens to all the characters. And the stories that are told are great.
You know how you hated, oh, it's too HBO and they just push titties and oh, suck titties and dicks and stuff? Right. Season 2 is not that bad for titties and stuff. It's not. Season 1
about,
was worse.
Joffrey? Oh, yeah, what about Joffrey handling all his hooas?
What, he was like beat her ass?
Yeah, like, yeah, shooting fucking arrows into him and shit.
What?
Spoilers.
Well, that was episode
2. Not yet. He did the same thing in season 2.
He didn't shoot no arrows in anybody.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He tortured girls in season 2.
He made one girl spank another girl with a belt.
He did more than
and
that.
And then he grabbed like this...
He killed girls. They talked about it. They didn't show it.
He didn't kill anyone in season 2.
Well, Chad ruined it.
You did.
Chad said it was a spoiler.
You piece of shiza?
A piece of shiza. Even though it's not even...
You don't even know who he kills, though.
Yeah, it's more about who he kills.
Spoiler!
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it!
Hey, are you guys watching much? Well, obviously you're not, but do you guys care at all that Office is done next week?
I started downloading season 8 today.
Is that the current season?
No, I think season 9 or 10.
Oh, man. Just don't even bother.
No, I want to watch them all.
Just watch the last couple episodes.
I don't care. I want to watch them all. Wait, well, are you saying they're that bad?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad.
Ugh.
You know what? Like, it got really, really bad after Michael... left after Steve Carell left.
Mm.
Spoiler alert, Steve Carell leaves after season 7. But it got pretty bad, but now that I know it's ending, it's getting pretty good. Like the last maybe 2 weeks I've been kind of interested just to see how they wrap everything up, and it's kind of heartfelt. I mean, like that ensemble cast where they all have to be there at the same time. It's not like Game of Thrones where, you know, You don't even see different cast members for an entire season because they're not shooting in the same location as
you. Daenerys has probably never seen anybody else.
They talk about that in the commentary tracks, about how they don't even see each other.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, why would they? Daenerys is in the Sahara filming in desert and shit like that.
It's true.
In desert and shit.
It's true.
And everyone else, you know, Jon Snow's out in the Antarctic or Upper Canada playing in the snow.
I like him. I don't know why.
He's a bad actor, though.
I don't think he's necessarily a bad actor.
Bad.
So, you, just like when Michael left, you felt the tension of the character leaving. What the fuck is that?
The beast. The beast arises.
What is that?
That's when he uses his sink. Thank God he doesn't use it very often.
Jesus Christ.
It came from my kitchen. Just
that was weird.
The first time that happened, what did you think?
I was high, and I went... I was waiting for a creature to come out of the sink.
Then, Zool.
Zool.
So,
it's been 15 years I've been buried in here.
So there is some tension behind the characters leaving, but also, like, you can feel the actors, like, kind of feeling the, you know, this is over now.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
I really am looking forward to Idiot Abroad. It's the only thing that I really care to watch. Aside from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I actually want
to finish. I recommend everybody watch Survivor Man start to finish because it's the best fucking show ever.
Hey, is it Will Ferrell that went with Survivor Man or is it a different guy? Will
Man
Ferrell.
Man vs. Wild.
Will Ferrell.
He what?
Man vs. Wild.
Will Ferrell on a couple episodes with Man vs. Wild, I guess.
Better Grylls.
I bet it was so funny.
I do want to watch them. They look kind of funny.
No. Will Ferrell's not funny.
Was he trying to be funny the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just
being serious. He was like looking at the camera going like...
Well, he's a funny guy.
He's not.
He's a funny guy. But Man vs. Wild doesn't survive. He's out there, blah, 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 I'm going to eat some shit, and then I'm going to go off to the fucking hotel.
No, I'll drink some of my own pee, and then I'll kill this lamb and use its body as a fucking coat.
And then at 8 p.m., I'm going back to the hotel.
Well, okay.
There's something real about Survivor Man that I can appreciate.
Survivor Man just got renewed for another season. They're making 8 more episodes.
He's already done all the locales, though. What's he going to do?
He's going 10 days at a time.
10. Longer.
And, yeah. That is the best show ever made.
You guys are packing. Should we talk about hiking?
I never said I didn't like it. I've seen every episode of Survivor Man twice, at least.
Oh.
Hey, Dan.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Dan, what day are we going hiking? Do you know?
Now we can share everything.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just know that I'm down.
July 14th weekend.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just thought you should know because this thing is going to happen. It's going to get planned. It's coming up. We're going to go hiking. We talked about a little bit last week about the food.
I'm just going to bring... How many days? Is it just 3 days?
Two.
Well, no, it could be three. No, it's a long weekend.
Is it?
Well, we can make it a long weekend.
Yeah, we can always take an extra day. Who cares? I'm just going to bring, like, fucking jerky and...
We talked about food last week, but...
potato chips.
Now we can talk about the sleeping arrangements. Because I really don't want to be... I mean, you think pretty full-heartedly that we should... wholeheartedly that we should split up a big tent into our backpacks and...
No, that's... I just wanted to use my tent, but if... It'd be easier to have smaller tents. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to buy...
Grab a thing, we'll go to sleep.
So you're going to buy a one-man?
No.
How many of us are there? Four?
A one-man can sleep two of us.
Right now there's five of us.
I got a two-man. It's $30.
I'll sleep with you in that two-man. I know it's small, but...
What? So now I got to buy a one-man? Allegiance?
Give it to DJ. Wait, we have five.
Is TJ coming?
Yeah.
We have five people.
TJ's going to buy you one.
What are you talking about?
Wait, Doug, is Doug going to bail? Do you think Doug's going
to
bail?
No, he's got it booked off work.
Because he's going to Toronto that weekend to find an apartment.
No, Doug's got it booked off work. We're going to go hiking. You know what, though? This was a trip. TJ and I said, like, we're going hiking. We knew Chad wanted to come. We asked Chad right away.
You know what the lady's like.
It's like TJ and I are planning this trip. TJ's in the trip. And then you guys are welcome to come. Remember when it was a bike? Remember when it was a bike hike thing?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm not really interested in that.
Bike hike.
You know, I think that's a bad idea. I think I'm glad we switched to a traditional hike.
Absolutely. We have to worry about the bikes.
Well, I thought
now we're going downhill and we gotta...
Yeah.
God, it's getting dangerous. We gotta carry this big piece of shit with our backpacks.
My aunt lives in Arizona. Like, in Arizona. Like, where there's tons of...
28 days later?
Wait. 28 places. 28 places.
28 hours? 26
hours? 128 days later.
128 days later.
Wow, I just fucked that up so bad.
Anyway, we're not going to Arizona.
If you guys ever want to go to Arizona, free place to stay. We just have to pay for our flight. And then we could go hiking every single day. Like my uncle does that every day.
Are you asking
day.
If I want to move to Arizona?
I can't wait to chop my arm off, boys.
And we could just go for a week and or a week.
The thing with chopping your arm off is you have to wait until the last minute.
Why?
Well, why else would you? You're not just be like, oh, I'm fucked. Chop it off.
After 20 minutes?
After 20 minutes, you're like, okay, I'm going to start cutting my own arm off now.
Well, then you have a movie called 28 Minutes Later. And you're
anyway, what? Your arm off. 28 Minutes Later.
Well, fuck. Here we go.
We should make that.
A zombie
28
movie.
Minutes later.
A zombie movie where a guy gets stuck.
Anyway, you have to wait until you're absolutely like, I'm going to starve to death, and then you cut your arm off.
Well, no shit.
Well, that's just the thing. You get stuck. If I got my arm stuck under a rock, it's like, fuck, I got to sit here for 5 days. And then decide, like...
No, you're going to call, help!
Well, yeah, I would do that for a couple of days.
You're going to drink your pee.
Yeah, and when you realize...
I don't know if I'd drink my pee. I'd probably just cut off my arm.
No.
I drink my pee before I cut my arm off.
You know what the thing is?
Dude, you would lose your fucking mind.
He started puking. He started puking after drinking his pee.
Yeah, but you do that thinking, like, I need something to drink. This is the only thing I can drink. I'm going to drink.
I'm not debating his tactics or his survival regimen. I'm talking about, now that I've seen that movie, I know, like... Okay, am I going to drink my pee or cut off my arm? You know, or like, as soon as my arm gets crushed, I'm like, this is gone. That arm's gone. You cut it off.
Yeah, his hand was dead at that point.
Yeah, but you don't know who else is coming up. Like, the arm's dead, but I may not have to cut this thing off. They may just, oh yeah, somebody may be around the bend, they'll bring a crane out here, they'll pull the fucking
thing off. I'm not that attached to my arm. I've done quite a lot in my life. I could go the rest of my life without an arm.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You say it now. Are you kidding me? I'd be pissed if I lost my...
His arm was crushed under a boulder. It was dead.
That's not the point. You just said you've...
You're not cutting your arm off. Come on.
Now that I've seen the movie, I can put it all into retrospect.
No. It's completely different when you're there.
No.
I've seen a lot of movies.
So, you think...
I've seen so many movies, I'm not going to cut my own arm off.
I've seen so many movies. There's no way I would do it.
I'm not cutting my arm off. I'd just die.
Lord of the Rings? I'd have Aragorn pull my... arrows out of my chest.
You know what? I've seen Star Wars, and they cut their motherfucking arms off all the time, and they just replace them with cool new arms.
Bitch arms. We don't have that capability.
I have sweet arms.
I would bitch build arms. Myself a robotic hand.
It'd be fucking sticks.
Made out of bread.
Bread.
It couldn't be made out of fucking bread.
It's a loaf of bread.
Every 3 or 4 hours.
20 minutes later.
Every 3 or 4 hours, it would be all red and bloody, and I would just have to replace my loaf.
Hold on, guys.
New arm.
Motherfuckers. I'm not even going to talk about this anymore. I'm just saying, like, I know how it turned out for that guy. So, like, after a couple of days... Well, yeah.
I wouldn't wait 6 days.
After 48 hours, my movie would be called 48 Hours. I'd cut my arm off and then walk back.
But
to
no,
my house.
He did try to saw his arm.
Saw.
He did try to saw.
Whoa.
It. Come on, Doug. Easy.
Doug. Unplug the mic halfway.
Every 5 minutes, Doug's rubbing his toes on the. He's putting his fucking baby toe in here, just going. Doug, can you stop?
Oh, man.
Give me the damn it.
I just broke somebody's car speakers. Who's listening? just. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay, alright.
Hey.
Alright, well, thanks for listening, everybody. This is All Range Mode Live.
I still have some jokes.
We hope you enjoyed it. Save them for next week or rapid fire?
No, wrap them up. Finish them off. Kill them quick.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire?
Well, are these inside jokes?
Yeah.
We're gonna
okay, well, some. We have to explain them all. Let's just save them for next week.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. This is the All Range Mode Podcast. All Range Mode Live Podcast. My name is Joe. To my right now, I have Dan.
Yep.
That is
and
right.
To Dan's right, well, you were sitting
you're
there,
right.
Asshole.
That's true.
To Dan's right is Chad.
Hi.
And we're all
back to Joe. All range mode out. Hoo!